Two-time All-Star cornerback for Limerick, right, Minor. Joe Fitz, middle of the field, gone All-Star Minor, cornerback as well. Larkin Lyons, Ireland winner in 18. Angela Touche Cosgrove, Minor, 21, under 20, under 25, senior All-Ireland winner. Like, I could go through to Ed Dial, Dave Maloney, by myself, all the way along underage. Like, I could go, stay going through the team. There's going to be four of that team underage, under 20s next year. Just this incredible bunch, and like, and it's not stopping. The three minors to come through for next year on the buses today. They're just, and I didn't realise it going in. They've just huge talent and huge will to win, and they needed to be, because like I knew and the boys knew Ross Gray, like they were really on top form, and if we had to give Ross Gray an inch, we were in trouble today. And in fairness, our boys, they stuck really into him, and still, and like, come here, listen, as well as the scoreboard flattered us 100% did, but like in saying that, like we're just delighted with the way the boys performed, you know.
And it was a big performance nearly from all your team, but Marco Dwyer coming away with 15 points was really prolific. I don't think he missed a free nearly today. It was
unfortunate. Yeah, Mark, yeah, we started off nervous enough in the first 5 or 10 minutes. We had no score there for 5 minutes, and we had a few eyes, and it looked like it was just pure nerves, and it looked like that we were kind of a bit rattled, you know, because the occasion. But in fairness, when we settled in, I just knew at half time going in we were a pint up, and we had so much possession. We had way more shots at goal, so I was quite happy at half time. I felt that Ross Gray in the 5 minutes before half time is when they're dangerous, and also the 5 minutes after half time, and I felt we had the measure of them. Our backs were kind of on top. My man of the match today was Simon Griffin. He was sub there for last three or four matches, came back in today to do a man marking job. We played four cornerbacks really in our backs today to do a man marking job. That's the way we wanted to, we pinpointed lads. We wanted the man marking. In fairness, like he did a job marking Luke, and Luke has been like 1-8 last day, and he did an excellent job him today. Like, he's a great location, like, you know.
Yeah, your backs kept their forwards awful quiet. You had a good kind of game plan set up, and there was real kind of intensity about your players from the get-go.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that we introduced at the start of the year, was kind of a proper setup, and we worked on all year, and lucky for us, a lot of the teams in Limerick were playing sweepers and that, so it suited us today again, because we were used to it. We're kind of used to that setup. I say once we settled that for 10 minutes, we were fairly in control. We just needed to tap the ball over the bar and get a few scores, you know?
And going forward, All Ireland semi final, I think there's a Trim and Bray Emmett, yeah. I think ahead, yeah. And one step away from Croke Park.
One step away from Croke Park. But the one thing about us this year is, as I said to you during the week, this wasn't on our radar at all, and we're literally taking this one game at a time, and we're really enjoying the whole journey. And like we just said the other night, we train in Dallas the other night, and we just said, listen, we just want to keep the journey going, and lads are really enjoying it. And I think I spoke to the Ross Gray lads there too, like people must realise that, like, Ross Gray are getting to a Munster final, like they should not be down here. They're a team that, if I sit to them aside, if they were talked out against Kilawan 2 or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, they would rattle Kilawan inside in Turles, because they have forwards and they get better and they'll improve, like they get back up. And from our point of view, from all Molina, it really is. It's getting back up to the senior and staying up and put your best foot forward next year. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, listen, All Ireland semi-final in a couple of these times is great. I don't know much about Bray Emmett. I don't know much about Trim. We'll go see him next weekend and we'll take him from there. See what happens.
I was just seeing both teams were wearing their county colours today, and a lot of that, it did look like inter-county in terms of your intensity and physicality seems to negate a lot of what Ross Gray is trying to do.
Yeah, and I suppose this is a credit to Limerick, guys. It kills me to say this, of course, from being a Tipperary man. The one thing I say is there's about 13 of our team there that came through the development squad system in Limerick. Not all of them made it, but a lot of them are getting to 16, minor, 21. But the way they're conditioned, the way they look after themselves, the way, like the way their diet, like the food even coming down to someone, like they all know exactly what they're having. They all have it prepared. They're just really, Limerick have something going in there, unfortunately, that we need to have a serious look at ourselves, because as it is, we have the players, but we're obviously not doing it right at development stage. But like Limerick have so many players coming through, unheard of players that lads would even know of, unfortunately, for the Brary. Like, this Limerick train isn't stopping, and if we don't soon get our act together, we're going to be in serious trouble. But listen, Moline, I said to us, that was the main reason. The ingredients were there, is about putting them together. That's it.
How you know all about Australia and kicking proficiency first 10 minutes in the second half to blow teams away. Did you think if we could go after these guys, get ahead in the first 5-10 minutes of the second half?
Yeah.
They're in an area they're not used to.
Yeah, so the whole team was going ahead at half time and put them on the back foot, and then the whole team was first 10 minutes lift tempo for the first 10 minutes half time and put the squeeze on. And the fairest, as you see, it's all very fine me saying it and you win today and it's great. You go to the next day and it's different. You know what I mean? So it all fell rugby for us today. I said just like both them teams, they're more than Australia. There's nothing between them. That could have swung either way today.
Some response by your players being relegated last year and not finishing as county and Munster champions?
Yeah, absolutely, a testament to this. But the one thing I'll say there is, Moline is a club, there's a six-man committee that got together 13 months ago now. They, outside of the chairman and treasurer and secretary, they got together, Jed Dwyer, John Toomey, John Gleeson, Liam Scully, Bernard O'Carroll got together, Eamon Cosgrove got together, sat down, interviewed all the players individually, right, and decided, listen to the players, what they wanted. They wanted S&C, they wanted a new management team, they wanted proper coaching, they wanted proper structure. They demanded this. So the hurling management went off and met different managers, and we ended up getting the job. Right, and as I said, it just clicked, but it came from the players. And in fairness, like the amount of support that I've had here is just incredible. Anything we need, any twist and turn, whatever we needed, it was there for the players. And in fairness, the players, they backed it up.
You mentioned earlier, that was mentioned after the county final as well by a couple of players, the response from the specific hurling committee. Is that something that you see, Joe, if you put in that effort, the players will respond?
Absolutely. If players see that the club is backing them and see putting resources around them, you don't have to, it's not all about money or going like that. If players, like I said during the week there, to one of the lads that I was interviewing there, I said, like, simple little thing, we had tea and sandwiches after training. We didn't make sandwiches. We left a loaf of bread on the table. The boys made their own sandwiches. They cleaned up after them. They swept the shed. But they took care of this, and they looked after the boys. They went to the gym. We just basically facilitated that. You know what I mean? So 100%. If teams are out there and like all it is, it's just basically supporting each other, you know.
And how easy was it going in the half time? Point off, Andrew got that play score there, and I mean, like you were conscious. You mentioned there how Glasgow were probably strongest before. Yeah. Half time and after half time, I think he came out in the third quarter and scored 0-9 compared to 3. You know, is that something that you please the athlete?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's something that we targeted and we spoke about in depth. That we had to after half time. We needed to target that area because if they got a run of us there, we put us on the back foot. And both Moore and Lean and Ross, we are very similar. They're both confidence teams. And so we grew in confidence and we knew that we're fit and we knew we were finishing games strong. Against the Rivera field, against what we knew the fitness was there and the work was there. So we said if we could grind out that 10 minutes and even finish level or a pint behind, we'd be happy enough.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was, you know, return of 0-15 for Marco Dwyer, I think 11 frees there, like he was flawless there. Like,
absolutely. Yeah. Marco's been flawless all year. Like, this is a guy that's like football for the club as well. He's off left and right football, left and right foot football as well. And like, he's just an incredible guy and he's just so laid back and casual and just so calculated. But like, what, 20, when he's on 20? 4 years of age, hard to believe.
Yeah. And like, you know, when Ed Doyle got the goal there at the end, it must have, you know, a bit of relief, I suppose, for
Nelly. Absolutely, yeah, because the type of team last play, they could rattle in cool two goals there in 60 seconds. So that gave us that little bit of a breathing space. And that, I suppose at that stage, you kind of, we knew we were going to win then, just a minute to go. So you can actually enjoy the last minute, you know. Yeah.